You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning. It's just, it's so embarrassing
what?
To watch Pete Hegseth.
Oh,
he's got a press conference. He's
just
up
started,
there,
yeah.
And he is so arrogant. Mm-hmm. He's out there like a talk show host.
Well, he was on Fox TV on the weekends.
Just filling in the blanks, just extrapolating, just ridiculous. His overconfidence about everything and his wise ass attitude is just incredible. It's
okay.
just awful. Is
right.
anybody going to talk about how this guy is just over the top, egotistical beyond anyone's imagination? He's got a pass so far, but he shouldn't get a pass.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he's doing a press conference right now with the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff talking about the Iran strikes and all of that. So we'll continue.
Well, he's Mr. Know-It-All. You know,
we'll monitor
all that. He's a genius
in
all of this stuff.
Okay. Yes, he is. 7:07, partly cloudy. It's another humid day.
Can't handle this anymore.
Just take a deep breath, John. Okay. Just relax. It'll be fine. Mid-80s this afternoon, mid to upper 80s, showers and thunderstorms along the way, so look out for that. And we want to remind you, this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They emphasize passion over profit. They are fast and flexible as far as appointments go. They help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. They improve the quality of life through better hearing. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They'll get you started with an online hearing test you can take there and then make an appointment. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. And I also want to remind you, you can go to our website, wmdxradio.com, and sign up for the newsletter. It comes out every Thursday. Hey, that's today. There's an excellent newsletter that Catherine puts together and a really interesting article on that one.
How much does she pay you to say that?
That's not much. You can sign up
today. No, it's actually interesting.
It's really good. And it's always got a lot of things happening around Madison and things going on behind the scenes here at WMDX. Go to WMDXradio.com. Check it out. Okay? You can also find out how to sign up and vote for us for Best of Madison, Best Radio Team. Voting ends Monday. Okay, John, over to you. I can see you're anxious to get going here. Sorry.
I've only spent 20 minutes preparing for this. Okay, here's the thing I want to bring this up about.
When
we were at Triple M, all right, you had a feature called The Thought of the Day.
Yes, I thought
you
about bringing that back.
You did.
And then I thought better of it.
Well.
What is it? What was it?
It was a ponderous thought, by like Winston Churchill might say something like, I don't know what would Winston
some words of wisdom,
wisdom from famous people,
yes.
And then I would reflect on those words of wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thought for the day.
It was extremely.
Why are you bringing this up?
Well, I'm thinking that
you think
it
should
be added
it?
To Catherine's.
To the newsletter.
She could have a thought for the day.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah,
or the week.
All right, we'll bring that up
in this particular case.
The meeting. Okay.
Okay, just bring that up.
Put that on the agenda.
Yes, a big thing on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Zohran Mamdani, big winner out in New York. He's their next mayor. And by the way, big election coming up in fall when all of this will happen again.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they select the mayor in New York City. I guess, was this a primary? Wasn't this a primary for the Democrats?
Or
is this?
In a way it was.
Okay.
Yes.
But they do, what do they call it? Ranked choice. Okay.
Right. And because, you know, Mondani was so far ahead that Cuomo just backed out and that was it. So
he conceded.
He is the winner of this particular primary.
Okay.
And the big election is coming up. And Sliwa, the Guardian Angels leader.
Oh.
Curtis Sliwa.
Oh, he's
also running. Yes, no,
he's still around.
He's still around.
Does he still wear the beret?
I don't know if he does, but it certainly is a signature of his, and he might be doing that.
Doug sends us texts every once in a while, and I don't know, do we share that one or not?
Why not? Because it seemed to stun all of us as we were reading.
Let's do it.
You guys are begging for votes like Trump is begging for Nobel Peace Prizes.
Thoughts? Doug says. You're right. It's shameless begging.
It is really shameless. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Listen, we know we're not going to win, but we'd like to place. You know what? I mean, we're in the first. We made it through the final six. Now it goes to the first place, second place, third place.
We're realists here, but we're putting out a good effort.
Right.
All right. Well, so let's get to Mondani's win, okay? And this is his acceptance speech. And we're going to play it all the way through. It's about 3 minutes long. But I think this is the template for all Democrats to follow. This guy is really fantastic. My Gen Z sons were really hot on this guy, and I can see why. I didn't think much of it until I saw his acceptance speech, and I am there. Let's listen to this.
In these dark times, I know that it is harder than ever to keep faith in our democracy. It has been attacked by billionaires and their big spending, by elected officials who care more about self-enrichment than the public trust, and by authoritarian leaders who rule through fear. But above all, our democracy has been attacked from within. For too long, New Yorkers have strained to find a leader who represents us, who puts us first. And we have been betrayed time and again. After so many disappointments, the heart hardens, belief becomes elusive. And when we no longer believe in our democracy, it only becomes easier for people like Donald Trump to convince us of his worth. For billionaires to convince us that they must always lead. As FDR said, democracy has disappeared in several other great nations. Not because the people disliked democracy, but because they had grown tired of unemployment and insecurity, of seeing their children hungry while they sat helpless in the face of government confusion and weakness. In desperation, they chose to sacrifice liberty in the hope of getting something to eat. New York, if we have made one thing clear over these past months, it is that we need not choose between the two. We can be free and we can be fed. We can demand what we deserve. And together we have built a movement where everyday New Yorkers recognize themselves in our vision of democracy. Every new voter registered, that is faith renewed. Every voter who traveled through withering heat to the polls, that is faith renewed. Together, New York, we have renewed our democracy. We have given our city permission to believe again. And I pledge to you that we will remake this great city, not in my image, but in the image of every New Yorker who has only known struggle. In our New York, the power belongs to the people.
Okay.
So, Ron Mamdani, big winner, and that is his acceptance speech, and it is just, I think it's one of the best. And it certainly does give everybody an idea of what the new Democratic Party should sound and look like.
And this was a real upset. Yeah. You know, everybody figured this would go to, I've forgotten his name already.
Oh, Cuomo.
Cuomo.
Yeah.
But he conceded fairly early.
Cuomo dynasty.
Yes. And the Cuomo dynasty is over.
Yeah,
appears.
Anyway. My mega friend in Milwaukee texted me right away, and it's a video of Zoran talking and getting people energized to go out and vote. And this is the writing that is over the video: New York making Islam great again. Jihad is absolutely the solution to New York's problems.
Okay.
Jihad, that's it. Allah Akbar.
Okay.
That's circulating on the right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They don't see color or religion, do they? I'm so glad that that's so true.
Mm.
All right. Well, anyway, again, a great template for all the Democrats to follow. I think that guy has it, and he has youth on his side. So something to watch. Definitely something to watch.
Absolutely. Let's see. You've got something from John Oliver here?
I do have John Oliver here, yes.
Because we talk about AI a lot, especially lately.
We have, we have brought it up, and we were earlier adopters of
it. Yes, we were.
Which wasn't very popular.
Apparently not.
We came up with a few themes for the show. Remember that?
Right.
AI-generated theme songs for our program.
Yes.
And it didn't turn out well.
Yeah.
I wish we had one of those examples here, but I don't look for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is John Oliver talking about something else that everybody is starting to get very upset with.
This is a new term, right?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of new. It's been out there, I guess. I talked to my guys about it, and they said, no, it's been there a while.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't heard of it.
Okay, but, Dad.
Okay.
It's called AI slop. Okay, AI slop. And John Oliver is explaining what that is all about in a few examples. Let's listen to his latest broadcast.
Okay.
The spread of AI generation tools has made it very easy to mass produce and flood social media sites with cheap, professional looking, often deeply weird content. There's even a name for it, AI slop. And it can come in lots of forms. It can be news articles or music on Spotify, but you've probably encountered it the most in weird images and videos that have begun to dominate everyone's feeds, whether it's images of a Jesus made out of shrimp or videos like Baron Trump wowing the judges on America's Got Talent while his dad plays backup piano, a pug raising a baby on a desert island, or Pope Francis taking a selfie with Jesus while flying through heaven. And my favorite part there is that AI somehow chose to give Jesus a watch. And I love the idea that every once in a while, Jesus in heaven looks down at his watch and goes, shit, it's already 4 p.m. And the start of this year, this image of a horse made out of bread got nearly 50 million views on Facebook and was even loved by Mark Zuckerberg. AI slop is basically the newest iteration of spam. As the CEO of one AI content detection platform put it, not all AI content is spam, but right now, all spam is AI content. And it's becoming a problem on multiple levels. For a start...
Okay.
All right, we're going to put that on pause because it's a little bit longer, but you've got to hear this stuff. This is great stuff.
It's really great. Funny.
Yeah,
it is.
As only John Oliver could put it.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to come back with Brittany Merlot, get a check of our hot, humid weather, and she's going to tell us about more rain and thunderstorms heading our way.
Yeah.
What's it looking like for the weekend? It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey everybody, Rocker here. Join me for the Max Inc. Preview every Friday morning with John and Gordy right here on WMDX. And now they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let me just say, these guys rock, so they're getting my vote, and I hope you get out your vote too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
Thank you, Rocker. Yes, and if you want to find out how to vote for us, go to WMDXradio.com, click on the banner for Best of Madison, or you can also click on the Sugar River Pizza banner, because they're also up for Best of Madison.
They are. Yeah.
And we've kind of teamed up and to help celebrate the fact that we've been nominated for Best of Madison. Well, we're doing pizza parties, and you can sign up for that. What?
We're right in on their coattails. You know, they've won the Best of Madison prior to this.
Several times.
So we're hoping that, you know, maybe if we latch on to Sugar River Pizza,
hey,
we'll get a Best of Madison, too.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins. Okay?
We'll try anything at this point. Okay.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant throughout their history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to Verlo.com for more information.
And the adjustable bed frames.
Yes. Check out their adjustable bed
frames. All right.
Okay, let's get to Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh,
it's going pretty good.
Warm and sticky and humid and hot again.
I'm used to it now.
Oh, you'd like this?
I'm indoors in air conditioning. So I'm used to being indoors in air conditioning.
Brittany, what can we?
It's really like 70 for you, right?
Yes, exactly. All the time.
Or something.
Yeah.
So, what are we looking at today? What do you think?
Ooh, still a hot and humid one. Temperatures probably nearing 90 degrees today. And with the humidity still in those low to mid 70 dew points, it's probably going to feel about 95 degrees.
Yikes. Yeah.
Man,
wow. I know. And here I am in a hoodie up north because our temperatures are so much cooler on the other side of the front. I'm telling you, it's a whole different world. But it's a soggy world.
What's your temperature up there right now?
What is it in Wausau?
Oh, yeah. We're sitting in the 60s right now.
Oh, my God.
And then up north on Lake Superior, they're in the mid-50s right now. So free AC way up north. Mm. Pretty comfortable middle central parts of the state. And then hot and humid by you.
Is that moving down here? Help us, please. Help us.
We need some relief. Been saying too in Illinois. They're like, can you please send the front further south? And it'll move through today, actually. This will be the last really, 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 really hot, humid day with a lot of storm chances.
Yeah.
And we kind of dry things out a little bit more as we go into the weekend with only one front trying to dampen weekend plans. So,
what
we've got going on
is
the front is probably going to be draped from about La Crosse to Milwaukee this afternoon. And I think that those storms are going to start to spark in and move in from Iowa area probably around 4 o'clock, and that'll be towards us. Now, there is a slight risk just west of Madison into Cross Plains, Richland Center area, where there is a risk for high winds and a tornado or two.
Wow. Okay.
So, late
watch
today?
Out for that.
Okay.
Yeah. So probably around 4 o'clock, and then we're going to get another round at around 10 o'clock. That's when the line will move through. And that's got high damaging winds possible with that as well. Probably rainfall, good quarter of an inch to a half an inch. Maybe an inch would be max from this one.
About what time?
So first round possible around 4. Second round with the line of storms coming through around 10.
All right.
All right.
This evening.
Very good. Yep.
And then we'll dry out tomorrow. Really comfortable, too. Honestly, the dew points drop, sitting at about 80 degrees. Perfect day.
All right.
Very good, Brittany.
Pretty soon, we'll probably get an update on the risky things you like to do during the summer vacation.
Absolutely.
Really? All right.
All right.
Okay. Very good, Brittany. Thank you so much for that weather update.
Yeah.
That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist. So, maybe in for some storms late today and into later on tonight. So, Brittany will keep us posted on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, now let's get back to John Oliver talking about something called AI slop.
Okay.
All right, let's check it out.
Websites that were previously useful are now becoming much less so, as this woman makes clear.
Pinterest is becoming unusable, and I just need to talk about it. This is me just searching garden, and almost everything is AI generated. Like, what is that cat? I keep scrolling, and like you literally click on anything, and it's like, this is so obviously AI, and it's so frustrating. I want actual images. Pinterest used to be my favorite app and a place for people to share pictures they've taken and for other people to be inspired by those pictures, but now it is just exhausting and gives me a headache every time I try to use it.
Pinterest. You know, she might seem calm there, but for a Pinterest user, that is white hot rage. She is seconds away from knitting a full-blown manifesto. But it's not just Pinterest. There's now a booming market of AI-generated videos about completely fictitious news stories, like this one, titled Judge Finds Caroline Leavitt for Wearing a Cross Misspelled, only to discover she's a legal genius. And here's just a taste of the court proceedings.
That cross, Hargrove pointed at her neck, his tone rigid. It doesn't belong here. She realized instantly, Hargrove wasn't just targeting her, but the cross itself, a symbol he seemed to despise.
That channel has a lot of fake confrontations that follow a similar formula, like Caroline Leavitt bankrupts The View, Brad Pitt storms off after heated clash with Caroline Leavitt, Caroline Leavitt mocked by famous pianist, then she played and silenced the world. And my personal favourite, Pope Leo XIV orders Caroline Leavitt to take off the cross. The problem is, the comment section under that courtroom video is filled with people who clearly have absolutely no idea that it isn't real, saying things like, what a tremendous victory for Christians everywhere, proud of you, Caroline, for putting that judge in his place, and intelligence for once, she is a force to be reckoned with. And when one commenter points out that the video is fake, a reply says, no, it happened, but it was Pam Bondi. I just watched a YouTube video, because of course, there are also multiple slot videos out there where the exact same thing happens to Pam Bondi.
Yes.
And if that's starting to give you an uneasy feeling in your stomach right now, get used to it, because it seems extremely likely that we're going to be drowning in this shit for the foreseeable future.
That's right. Wow. And it's just an amazing thing.
John Oliver.
Yeah. The internet's going south, man. We won't be able to see anything except for AI pictures and slop.
I love the Pinterest.
I know.
That's how they lose it on Pinterest. She seemed really angry.
She's released a manifesto as well. So.
Okay. Hey, coming up next, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel about what's happening at the Supreme Court. Stay with us.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too. Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me. Yeah, love you, John and Gordy.
Yeah. Me. Yeah, Stephanie Miller coming up after our show.
Yeah.
Thank you for that endorsement.
WMDX 92.7.
Mm-hmm.
You can check us out on the Civic Media app as well. You know, give us a text or a voice note.
Mm-hmm.
We love those voice notes. Just, you know, change it up. I'm not always the subject, you know.
What are you? Really?
Yeah.
Getting a little thin-skinned.
I think you are. I remember Parker. I did that the second time now. I don't know if you guys saw that. But
good.
I think Parker did the same thing. I could be wrong. But
what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Hey, this is Parker from Mornings with Pat Greitlow. I just wanted to tell John real quick to shut his yap.
Okay, Parker. See? Well, thanks for that, I think.
As we compete each and every morning.
Okay.
Pat's a good guy, though.
It is 7:36. Let me mention this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check them out at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have an excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They offer fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Check them out today.
All right. Let's talk to our attorney, James Santel.
Good morning, Jim.
Amicus Law Review. You can listen to his program 9 to 11 on Saturdays. That's not enough time. I'm telling you, it's not enough time. But boy, oh boy, this Saturday is going to be jam-packed because after we get off here and talk about some of the cases, the Supreme Court's going to come out with a whole bunch of decisions, hopefully. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. This is one of probably the last 2 days. They've got 10 more cases on their docket. That includes insignificant things like, whether or not the 14th Amendment does in fact grant you birthright citizenship. There's a case involving whether or not young students in a public school in Maryland should be exposed contrary to the religious beliefs of their parents to LGBT storybooks. There's an issue related to to whether or not you have to have certain identifiers to access porn on the internet, all kinds of things out there. A little bit more seriously, perhaps, there's also an attack upon the Affordable Care Act once again, and these review committees that determine whether or not some elective procedures should in fact be covered by insurance companies. So nothing big to look at here in the next couple of weeks or
so.
But again, and a lot of that coming out probably within the next couple of hours or so.
Now, these are preventive exams that somebody's calling into question. They don't want their money going to the preventive exams for other people, if you can believe the selfishness of that one. Right. Wow.
And including things like cancer screenings, right?
Yes.
And given the virulent nature of that disease, which we have, we continue to attack, that sort of thing, all kinds of things that help people stay well and identify early on when they've got issues out there. But we want to stop that. And so it's come to the Supreme Court. And the question really is whether or not these review committees and the task forces that look at this are properly constituted. That's the legal issue. Oh. But in the end, you shut them down. And basically, then you've got insurers that can do whatever they want, including denying coverage for preventive medical treatment. Wow. So it's stunning. It's stunning.
That is. I mean, and if that happens, of course, then the cost of health insurance will go up considerably at that point. So I don't know why this guy thinks he's saving money. You don't save money paying for health insurance in this country. It's not happening.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get to the crazy story, the nutty story from Emil Bove. This guy is something else. What? You ran out of central casting for villains. he was basically telling all these attorneys, the Justice Department, to go out and lie and then call judges the F word and say, see you later. You know, we're not going to listen. We're not going to take your demands, right?
That's the headline, and that's the confirmation again that we're getting from one of the attorneys who was there for a meeting way back in March. Emil Bove, we've seen him before. He was one of those folks who was sitting next to the then private citizen Donald Trump when he was being prosecuted in New York. So he was one of those attorneys at that time, comes into the Department of Justice early on. He's also responsible for all sorts of other policies, including terminating the lawyers who prosecuted January 6th defendants, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
This one comes out again mid-March. We all talked about this before, that time when those planes took about 250 immigrants from this nation to El Salvador. They're still in that prison there. There's a hearing in front of a district court judge in Washington, D.C. Turns out the day before that happens, the event, John, that you just described occurs inside the Department of Justice. At that point, he's called the principal associate deputy attorney general. That's a long title, basically a higher up inside the department. He basically convenes everyone and says, regardless of what happens here, whatever the judge may tell us, we're not doing that. And beyond that, again, I will not use the language. None of us will here on proper morning radio.
Well, let's hope not.
But basically
anyway.
Says that's the response to judges who tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's so stunning is it confirms, again, by a credible guy who himself was fired. This is a little bit complicated. This is another attorney, again, and his name, of course, is also somewhat familiar to us because his name is Erez Ruveni. He was the guy who got fired for telling another judge that Abrego Garcia was improperly removed. So it's a lot of things going on here.
But he
comes back and he says, no, I was at a meeting. And frankly, this second, third in command at the Department of Justice told us to lie, to stonewall, not to give the judges what they want. And it is a confirmation inside the Department of Justice of the complete violation of the rule of law in America. And again, stunningly, as if you can't make this up, President has nominated him to become a judge on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, has his hearing yesterday.
Yes.
Probably will be confirmed to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals.
You think so,
he
really?
He denies this vociferously in front of a senator from California.
Well, Adam Schiff, let's listen. We got a clip of Adam Schiff questioning Bove. Let's listen to that.
In Bovee's hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff confronted Bovee with his own words as detailed in a bombshell whistleblower filing.
In the complaint, it says, Bovee stated that DOJ would need to consider telling the courts F- you and ignoring any such court order. Did you say anything of that kind in the meeting?
Senator, I have no recollection of saying anything of that kind. To the extent I
wouldn't you recall, Mr. Bovee, if you said or suggested during a meeting with Justice Department lawyers that maybe they should consider telling the court F- you, it seems to me that would be something you'd remember, unless that's the kind of thing you say frequently.
Yeah.
Well, I've certainly said things encouraging litigators at the department to fight hard for valid positions that we have to take in defense of our clients.
And have you frequently suggested that they say F- you and ignore court orders? Is that also something you frequently do, such you might not remember doing it on this occasion?
No. And as I explained, I have never directed.
So did you or did you not make those comments during that meeting?
Which comments, Senator? Oh.
You really need me to repeat it? Did you suggest, as Mr. Ruveni wrote, that DOJ would need to consider telling the courts F- you and ignore any such court order?
I did not suggest that there would be any need to consider ignoring court orders. At the point of that meeting, there were no court orders to discuss.
Well, did you suggest telling the courts F- you in any manner?
I don't recall.
You just don't remember that.
Unbelievable.
There were witnesses.
That is just, right? Yeah, there were other witnesses.
There it is.
And, in
yeah,
the meeting.
Yeah. And again, this fellow, again, just to be clear, he's in the office of the Deputy Attorney General. His name is Todd Blanche, also one of the president's former lawyers. And he's setting policy for the Department of Justice. This guy is out there, again, articulating how our department works, the standards by which we should be litigating cases. And it is significant, of course. You hear Adam Schiff there, too, just as an aside. Yeah. Adam Schiff, former assistant United States attorney many years ago before he was in the House. Mm-hmm. You hear him just vociferous, just tenacious in not letting him get away. That's the cross-examination of a prosecutor. And all you need to know is when a witness says, I do not recall yeah. something of that significant, that is basically you're trying to avoid the perjury charge. You know what you said. And you know that by saying, I just don't remember, I can get around the allegation that I'm committing perjury under oath by saying, my brain just isn't firing that well. It's a ridiculous position. It is stunning once again. And this is the real point of yesterday's hearing that Adam Schiff is getting at. The violation of the rule of law internal Department of Justice, this man probably sometime soon will be on the court among 12 across the country, second only to the Supreme Court. And reviewing cases of the highest magnitude, that's the quality of people who are going on the appeals courts in this country right now from this president.
Wow.
Talking with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. You can listen to that on the weekends here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What about some of the other major decisions that came down, basically 6-3, and that right. really upsetted the liberal side of the Supreme Court?
Right. And so here, once again, we've got all these stories. They're all sort of related to the deportation issue. Mm-hmm. On Monday of this week, the Supreme Court, again, 6-3, again, in the shadow docket, once again, mm-hmm. emergency applications. We've talked about this before. What it means is we've got no reasoning. We've got a sentence that basically says we're going to overturn, in this case, a lower court ruling. No explanation for it whatsoever. And what they're saying is that the administration can, in fact, continue to deport people to nations, to countries that are not their own without providing them with due process. The backstory on this is you've got a judge in Boston. His name is Murphy, and he has been presiding over these cases. Remember the South Sudan deportees, these folks brought over eventually. Now they're probably in Djibouti. And the question, they're plainly criminals. They're plainly deportable. They should be deported. But as a part of our law, we say in this country that you've got to afford them an opportunity to object to the country to which they're being deported. And in this case, again, they're from all over the world. It may be South Sudan. They've got no connection to this. That's what the lower court judge says. And when the Supreme Court comes back without any explanation, says, no, just go ahead and do, Donald Trump, what you'd like to do. The judge, interestingly, on Tuesday says, you know what? There's nothing about the Supreme Court's skeletal order that prevents my order from going in effect. And for that reason, I am still directing that you provide due process, prompting once again the Department of Justice to go back to the Supreme Court yesterday. So this is all going on right now in the midst of these, frankly, deplorable and laughable and inappropriate attempts by the government. Just abide by the law. Yeah. That's all the lower court judge is saying. And Sonia Sotomayor goes nuts, appropriately. I don't mean that with any disrespect at all. She is appropriately angry about this, and she talks about the violation of basic human rights, which is what is being accomplished just this week by the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, they're prohibiting medical treatments for transgender youths, which is just unthinkable. What are the Supreme Court justices thinking? Can they make medical decisions for the rest of the nation?
Right. And given that opinion, as we discussed, it is a medical decision. Basically, John Roberts last week saying, well, the evidence is kind of mixed out there. I'm not a doctor. Maybe legislators in Tennessee are. So we'll let them make that determination. Again, equal protection problems, they're all over the place. That, again, is what the dissenters say falls on deaf ears, at least for the majority. That's what the Supreme Court is doing right now.
Okay, all right, Jim. Hang on. We will continue with more with Jim Santel on John Agourdi in the Morning after this.
I left my baby and I feel so bad. I guess my race is run. She's the best girl that I've ever had. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the Morning with Jim Santel, Amicus, a law review. Getting legal opinions here on the program.
Mm-hmm. 752. You can wake up and sleep better on a Brillo mattress. Plenty has changed since they opened their doors in 1958, but some things remain constant, like their superior products at unbeatable prices, and they're still direct-to-consumer. Check them out. Brillo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to Brillo.com. Back with Jim Santel.
Yeah, Jim, I just want to kind of wrap up this thing with the Supreme Court. It seems like, you know, this is going to be a dark period in history for not just the Supreme Court, but the presidency of all coincides with Trump in 2016 winning the election. And suddenly the court just takes this dramatic turn for the worse and going along with right-wing politics in such a blatant way that it is almost shocking to the system.
It is, and I could even remove the word almost from that last sentence, right? Yes. It is shocking. And to your very good point, John, you know, we are looking next Tuesday. It is July 1, 2025. Mm-hmm. That is the one-year anniversary of what I think is the most catastrophic decision of the Supreme Court in recent history. We've talked about it a lot on this very broadcast. That is when John Roberts, the Chief Justice, again, 6-3 opinion, writing for the majority, says, number one, that indeed our president is above the law, that you can, in fact, cannot prosecute him for crimes. But beyond that, as we've talked, the presidency needs to be this very, very nimble, athletic, muscular, quick, cannot be feeble presidency, got to be able to act with great power. And that's in the first pages of that order from a year ago.
Unbelievable.
It may or may not be something that Donald Trump has ever read. I suspect he's never read in a Supreme Court opinion. But still, it commissions, to your very good point, this notion that the Supreme Court is affording the president, whoever that is, whether it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump, this incredible amount of power, which is contrary to the Constitution. James Madison would be and is out there horrified by all of this, and giving him license, therefore, to do all of these things, because we can't have a president that's weak. That's what the Supreme Court has said to America. And we celebrate, again, the 4th of July, 249 years of our nation.
Exactly.
We do observe that. We celebrate that. We hope that we can get to 250 and beyond, right?
It seems like we're doing pretty well the way with the way things were for so long, you know, 249 years, suddenly, you know, he is an emperor. He is the king. He can make any decision, and he is not responsible for any of it. He can do anything he wants. Can't be called into question.
And he said just that, yeah. Exactly, explicitly. Among the many executive orders, you know, they pale because we have this flurry
so
of
many.
Them.
Yeah.
He issued this executive order basically saying that with respect to all agencies, this is that unitary executive theory we've talked about. Any agency comes up with a legal theory, a legal principle, a position on litigation, on policy, and it's contrary to mine, what I say what the law is, that person will probably be fired, and that's not what the law is. The attorney general may weigh in on this. That's basically, once again, that's one of the Louis XIV, right? L'état, c'est moi. That's basically saying, I am the law, and the Supreme Court's let him do it.
Well, there's another lawsuit out there against Trump put out by Letitia James. And by the way, Josh Call is also a participant in this lawsuit. A lot of AGs from other states are involved in this. The suit alleges that the president is using a single clause in regulations of the Office of Management and Budget. The office runs, is run by the guy who came up with Project 2025, Russ Vought, to slash budgets for government agencies. Now, they're using just a small single clause out of this huge clause. The clause states that the government can remove funding if it no longer effectuates the program goals or agency priorities. And Letitia James is arguing, saying that the funding goes to programs that combat violent crime, educate students with special needs, protect clean drinking water, repair crumbling infrastructure, and more. So these all are extremely important points and things we should be funding. And that's her argument, that this isn't just some optional thing that doesn't really fulfill the needs of this particular administration. This fulfills the needs of society, our country.
Hear, hear. And the point of the lawsuit, like many others that are out there, is that you're doing this in violation of law, really in violation of what the Congress has said, what it is appropriate in terms of monies for these various programs. And as you indicated, many states, including Wisconsin, joining in on this, and all of them fundamentally saying that this is seizing on some language, as you just indicated, John, that was never intended to do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the good news, once again, if we've got some here this morning, we should always have good news, right?
Sure.
Is that most federal judges looking at these things are in fact saying no to him. This applies not only to funding, but also all those people have been fired. Again, the same theory out there. We're firing all these folks because, again, it's contrary to the best interests of the government. What government are you talking about, right? And so the district court judges have, for the most part, pushed back on Donald Trump, saying you can't do this. But all those are percolating up through the courts of appeals, maybe getting to the Supreme Court one day. And the fact that we're fighting about this in the courts, well, we should be working, frankly, in the Congress on what education and environment and healthcare and transportation and commerce and labor and agriculture. Yes. We're not doing any of that because instead we're fighting these ridiculous arguments. And it's good to bring the lawsuit. It is unfortunate we got to be diverted by this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Jim, we need to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. And
I'm exhausted already.
Talk to you next Thursday.
It's a lot, as we always say. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
And more to come after we get off the air. All these judgments will be coming out.
Tune in to Jim Santel, Amicus, a Law Review, every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Once again, thank you, Jim. Coming up next, Stephanie Miller. Tomorrow on our show, Rocker will join us with the Maxine Preview and Savannah Tomei Olson. That's going to do it for us.
Yep. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Talk to you in 22 hours.
So many things to talk about.
So long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.